What we try to help people understand, and what I really want to communicate as part of this course, is that entrepreneurship, if you look at it as a structured process, it really lends discipline to it, and it dramatically will increase your opportunity to be successful. Once you've created that idea template, you've gone through the discipline process of laying it out, the next step is absolutely validate it. You've got a valid idea. You may be so enamored of an idea that you lose sight of the fact there's no market for it. You know, I talk to individuals that fall in, especially if it's coming from a personal passion or a hobby, and they think about creating a new product, and then you ask them, well, geez, how many people out there would be willing to pay for that? Or what would it cost to manufacture that? And they haven't really thought through those issues. And the real answer is you can count on one hand the other people in this country that share that passion. Obviously, it's not such a good idea. So you've got to validate it. The best way to validate your business idea is put it in front of people that have experience in entrepreneurship. Certainly look for, and in every neighborhood in this country, there are angel networks, there are entrepreneurship networking forums. Certainly many of the educational institutions have wonderful resources to help put aspiring entrepreneurs in front of experienced entrepreneurs, but put it in front of people whose opinion you value. You know, in an ideal world, obviously it'd be putting your idea, your concept in front of somebody that comes out of the industry that you're looking to target. It would provide that much more feedback for you. And what it happens is that, and I'll go back to the example we gave earlier with Jim Cook and Netflix, invite pushback, invite skepticism, embrace that. And really, instead of pushing back and getting defensive, absolutely listen, be selfish, consume everything you can, every negative comment you possibly can, and sit down after you go through those validation sessions, those conversations with entrepreneurs and industry experts, and think through what were the areas where these experts saw some potential problem, and think through that unique solution. Ultimately, you're going to have a much better business plan. Ultimately, you're going to have a much better concept, and your chances of success are going to be that much greater.